All right. Well, I think it's time we have a good discussion about this, because you're putting yourself on reroute every single time you see a train without getting permission first. Now, every once in a while, I don't mind it, but it's not something that you want to be doing 100% of the time. Especially because a lot of the times when you go on these reroutes, the train clears like 30 seconds later. So you're missing a whole bunch of stops for no reason when all you have to do is just wait 60 seconds. So let's try not to pull the trigger on that reroute immediately every time you see a train.
I can hear somebody in the background supporting your argument there. Thank you. So you guys... It hasn't been clear to me whether you get all the info on all the trains, because a couple times, sometimes that, like you said, they hold at the track, they hold before crossing that thoroughfare, and then other times they are crossing at the time. It's hard to determine the length of the train. So basically, if I'm understanding correctly, you want to just go ahead and. Run it by your messages, and I was under the impression that we had a little bit of leeway there if one happened to get by you guys if you were busy and weren't able to notify us. Can you clarify that? Over.
Yeah, I thought I just did. There is some leeway, yes. So if the train is blocked and it's not moving or it's moving super slow, and you haven't heard from us in a minute or two, then yeah, go ahead and do it. So yes, there is leeway. But the train is moving fast. You know, it takes a little bit of judgment, and it is a little bit of a guessing game, but we stare at that train all day long. So we have a pretty good idea of when it's going to be a long train and when it's going to be a short train. And the one you just did was a very short train. That train was going super fast. And as soon as you made that left-hand turn, the train was gone. So, you know, it just takes a little bit of experience, a little bit of, you know, intuition. And we have that up here because we do look at it all day long. So the best way to approach the train, in my opinion, is leave yourself open to the reroute. So stop back far enough to where you can still do the reroute if needed, and then give us a call. And then we'll just make a judgment call. We'll either have you wait or we'll have you do the reroute.
Very good. I'm doing my best to work with you and trying to be intuitive and ride that fine line. I appreciate your clarification. 70-10 clear.
All right, thank you. 4-5-6-5.